brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back now into hour number two, U.S. plan for flu pandemic revealed. It's martial law. Newsweek headline, secret police in America. More generals going public saying Rumsfeld should resign. U.S. Army colonel says U.S. military operations already underway in Iran. A lot on exploding gold prices, silver prices, oil prices. It's all coming up in this hour. Plus, Charlie Sheen was on Jimmy Kimmel Live Friday night and really hit a home run, bringing up 9/11, Building 7, the Pentagon, you name it. So we're going to air another clip of that coming up later in this hour. Kevin is on hold, and he started cussing, so I'm not going to be able to bring him back on air. And Kevin, in the future, I'll let you call in, but if you do it one more time, you're going to be banned from the show. And I'm going to try to talk to him during the break and find out exactly what he's saying. He called last week and said there was some show called Secret Societies on History Channel that shows a picture of Charlie Sheen, and I didn't understand that. We talked to him during the break. And I've made phone calls. I've talked to people. I've asked the listeners, have you seen this show? Is that on there? And they say, no, it's not. So there's no need for you to drive to Texas, sir, to bring me the tape. If you have the tape, make a copy of it, put it in an envelope. If you want to overnight it to me, I'll watch it tomorrow, or you can send it to me snail mail, and I'll get it in 3 or 4 or 5 days, 6 days, whatever. You know, there's no need for you to challenge me. You'll come to Austin, and you'll show me. And then I was told what you were saying when they had you faded down, because I said the minute you got hot to fade you down, and it was that I was a bleeper this, bleeper that, a CIA agent and all this stuff. Sir, I'm just asking you for the proof, or to play the audio of what context you say it shows a photo of him at an Illuminati meeting. I mean, it's just so frustrating to try to be fair with people, to try to be nice as I can be, and to be yelled at and called names. Let's go ahead and go to David in California. David, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey. Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to ask you a question. I think I've heard this gentleman's name on your show before. I got a bunch of his CDs from a church member the other day. Walter Weiss?
No, I don't know him.
You've never heard of Walter Weiss?
No, yeah, I don't believe I have.
Oh, that's a shame. I think you'd do well to have this man as a guest on your show. You can read more about him. I'm going to give you the website. He's a Seventh-day Adventist pastor, professor, who used to be involved heavily in the occult, was also Roman Catholic, and has turned in the last, 15, 20 years to being a true Sabbath keeper, being a Seventh-day Adventist. And this man, I've watched, I spent all day yesterday watching these CDs, basically. And this man hits home run after home run after home run, talking about, you know, the mark of the beast, and, you know, just the fact of his knowledge of the secret signs, secret handshakes, secret everything with respect to the secret societies is just amazing. I mean, his website, again, is amazingdiscoveries.org, I believe.
Okay.
I haven't taken a look at the website. I'm not suggesting that people come, you know, that he's in competition with respect to your videos and so forth.
Well, who was suggesting that? I think you just brought it up.
Well,
interesting call. I really appreciate it. I'll try to check it out, sir. We'll come back and take more of your calls and get into the news. In fact, I'll go through 3 or 4 more calls, and I'll get into the news and then go back and forth with the calls and your news. So stay with us. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. We'll be right back.
The word is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Into this second hour, I'm going to take your phone calls, and I'll get into a lot of really important news that we haven't covered yet today concerning the economy, concerning the upcoming attack on Iran, the police state in America, the bird flu, you name it. Right now, let's go to Sue in Texas. Sue, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Hi.
Talk to you. I live in Houston, Texas, and I first heard you on Coast to Coast one night, and I really found you wonderful and exciting, and I'm very proud of you for your courage in coming out with all these issues. I have a couple questions. I've been buying books from you and tapes, and been passing it all around to my friends and asking people, do you know who the Bilderbergs are? Because I listened to your discussion with Jim Tucker, and that was fascinating, and I've been trying to follow up with that and letting people know about that. But my question is this. In order to listen to you here in Houston, I had to buy a special satellite dish because I don't have time to sit by the computer, you know? And I'm wondering, are you going to be able to be on the local radio broadcasting here for the vast audience here in Houston?
Well, you know, that's the $64 million question. We have a lot of affiliates. I mean, I think Genesis Total, of all its shows together, has over 300 affiliates. One show might have 20, one might have 85, yeah. One might have 30 or 40. But there's 14,000 radio stations plus in this country. A couple thousand of those are talk or partial talk. And, you know, we reach millions of people, but most of the stations are owned by big conglomerates that don't even put on other conglomerates' news or programs. They even produce their own programs to kind of have a monopoly of information and profits. And I'm sure you've heard of the names, the Clear Channels, the Viacom, CBS.
But you know what? Here in Houston, we have that fella, Schultz, Ed Schultz. He's a Democrat. He's on at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but I mean, I've heard Ed. He covers a fraction of what I do.
I know that, but I mean, I wish they'd cut him in half and at least give you half of that time. But anyway, let me get to a couple of points that I have that have been on my mind since I've been looking at the tape.
Okay, I thought you were asking me a question. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No. I mean, I'm sorry I've interrupted you. I thought that was a question about stations, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, that was because I really want to tell people that they could turn on the station and get you, but I know that they can't, so... I get you because of that satellite that I bought. But my question is this. On that video, Loose Change, remember at the end of the portion about the gold that they got out of the World Trade Center?
Yeah, there really was gold in the building, and we're not supposed to talk about it.
And I've never heard any discussion about that anywhere as to why it was there and where it went.
That's because the government says they're not going to answer questions about it.
I see. So you don't know anything else about it. Also,
well, no, we know there was a bunch of gold reserves in the building, and then they won't discuss where they are or what happened to them.
Yeah. And, of course, the implication is that it was put into the trucks in advance.
Well, yeah, they found a truck that had gotten blocked off and a collapse just full of gold.
Yeah. Another question. On that Flight 77, supposedly, that went into the Pentagon, wasn't Barbara Olson, the wife of Ted Olson, on that plane?
I believe so. Yes, supposedly.
Well, what happened to that? What do they, you know, what do they speculate happened to that plane?
Well, see, you know, I carry Loose Change Second Edition. I sell it. I think it's a great film.
Yeah, I bought it from you.
Yeah, but my point is, if you watch my films, I don't address any of that. Now, those are the hot issues. People love a mystery. We don't have to answer what happened. We have to answer. The government has to answer why at every step of the way their official story, Sue, isn't true.
Right.
So we know they're lying. We know they warned public officials not to fly.
Yeah.
We know NORAD stood down. We know they confiscated the surveillance cameras from the Pentagon and from the hotel and from the gas stations and from the highway. We know that they had troops massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan to attack Afghanistan in the weeks before and Bush had the launch order. We know NORAD ran drills. We know bin Laden's CIA. We know the FBI was ordered to back off Al-Qaeda in this country. We know all of that happened.
Yeah.
So what I do is what others really haven't done, is I address all the things we can prove. And it's very effective at waking people up. But if we get caught up in exactly how the government ran the attacks, we'll be debating that till the end of time.
I know. Well, I just saw Loose Change. I watched it again last night. And remember, they talked about the plane that went to Cincinnati. Remember?
Yeah, the governor reported that the Flight 93 landed there.
Right.
And
then there was
a bomb scare.
He actually said that plane is still working. It's still a working plane.
Yes.
It was never shot down or anything.
Well,
remember that?
Yes, and then you had all four planes with 20.1% occupancy, with 85% plus occupancy on the East Coast that day. Magically, computer malfunctions in two different companies. We have insider trading by CIA-connected, well, the
former
deputy director,
yeah,
Buzzy Krongard. We have General Mahmoud Ahmed, the head of Pakistani intelligence, wiring $100,000 to Mohammed Atta, then meeting with George Bush, the president, meeting with the CIA director, meeting with the House and Senate intelligence chiefs in the week of 9/11. We have them flying the bin Ladens out to safety. I mean, this just goes on and on.
I know it does. Well, I want to tell you one thing. My mother lives in New York, and when I called her that day, and she said to me, my mom was at that time about 81 years old, and she said, Sue, that's an inside job.
Really?
Yes, she did. And I said, oh, Mom, it couldn't be. And she said, oh, yes, they want to make a war, she said.
Well, your mom knows. The old-timers know.
They do.
Hey, Sue, good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. I mean, those are the issues we never talk about anymore. The Saudis being flown out. Larry King Live had Bandar Bush, you know, the what's his nickname, the Saudi ambassador to the U.S., on there saying, none of it's true. It's all made up. They didn't fly the bin Ladens out. They flew him out the day of the attack, the next day, the next day. There were multiple flights, and the media tries to get deceptive and go, no, there was a flight 5 days later when the flying restrictions had been lifted, and they have a fake debate about that. And go, see, Alex is lying. They flew him out 5 days later. No, there were multiple flights. Miami Herald, Associated Press, local newscast, it's admitted. But see, they're so deceptive. They know the average person doesn't check facts out. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Peter. Peter, where are you calling us from?
Alex?
Yes.
Yeah, Alex.
Where are you calling us from, Peter?
Missouri.
Welcome.
Alex, I wanted to call to your attention a very important story. It's been quietly brewing in the background for some time, getting no coverage whatsoever. Have you heard of the David Carmichael case out in Virginia?
Why don't you refresh my memory?
Dave Carmichael was a chief petty officer in the Navy, had spent about 16 years in, and had, from a religious conviction, decided to divest himself of a Social Security number, which he believed is the number of the beast. And the Navy refused to make a religious accommodation, he fought the Navy for something like 8 years in court, finally prevailed, and had a huge check for back pay and what would be his pension, because, you know, he would have done the 20 years. And having prevailed and gotten a settlement from the government, now he will not. He can't find a bank that's willing to cash this huge check without him providing a Social Security number. They won't open an account for him, in spite of the fact that there is no law that requires anybody to have that that number.
Well, in fact, there's not just not a law. There is the Privacy Act of '86 saying what it's a felony if someone makes you use that. So I mean, it's just all criminal, sir.
I agree, but see, the thing is, Dave Carmichael has made some great advances, and he's also working with this other fellow up in Idaho who is challenging the state of Idaho on issuance of a driver's license without a Social Security number, and there's a case of a crop duster down in Texas. Where the Attorney General is trying to prevent him from...
Yeah, I'm familiar with those reports, yes.
Okay, well, the thing is that there have been some really good developments with the Idaho case, and Dave Carmichael's case, he has a beautiful case set up against, I believe, Bank of America now that just needs to go forward. And I've spoken to him personally a number of times. He's a great guy. A lot of people were holding him up on prayer with, you know, the final court trials, you know, in the Navy case.
We're about to go to break.
Hello?
Yeah, we're about to go to break. Just finish up.
Okay. I wanted to give your people his number off the air. I think he's worthy of an interview.
Okay, we'll put you on hold and try to get that. Let me just say this about Social Security. Well, I'll do it after the break. I am all for fighting it. It is a fraud. It is wrong. It is a control, taxation, tracking, grid number. The problem is people win these cases all the time because it is illegal to make you do this. But the government and the corporations still just continue to enforce it. It's like there have been hundreds and hundreds of cases at state, federal, local level with failure to ID, where you can prove that you cannot be made to have an ID on you and made to answer questions. But still, for the one person that defeats it in court, thousands of people go to jail and don't fight it, proving again the government's engaging in criminal activities. I mean, examples of this, well, I'll get into it after the break. We'll take more calls and get into the news. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
We'll get to your calls later in the hour. Pam, Todd, Jim, Tyrone, many others that are holding. Number to join us, 800-259-9231. I'm going to just start covering the news right now, and since this is a short segment, let me get into this first. This is out of the Los Angeles Times. Campus lockdown appalls parents. Some students at Inglewood Elementary School were barred from using the restroom. As students from neighboring secondary schools walked out of class recently to protest immigration legislation. One Englewood Elementary School imposed a lockdown so severe that some students were barred from using the restroom. Instead, they used buckets placed in classroom corners or behind teachers' desks. This is all just mind control. The schools are prisons, ladies and gentlemen. Appalled by the school's action, Worthington Elementary School parents have complained to the school board and plan to attend another board meeting next week. What about pulling your kids out of these government indoctrination centers? Principal Angie Marquez imposed the lockdown March 27th when nearly 40,000 middle and high school students across Southern California staged walkouts. Again, everyone's being treated as if they're criminals. Guilty until proven innocent. But Marquez, who did not return calls for comment, apparently misread the district handbook and ordered the most restrictive lockdown, one reserved for nuclear attacks. Again, that you're not allowed to leave the classroom and you have to defecate and urinate in the class. Tim Brown, director of operations for the Englewood Unified School District, confirmed that some students were forced to use buckets, but said the principal's order was an honest mistake. Now I want to stop right there. This shows a criminally insane level of disconnect, of mindlessness. All over the country, they make adults thumb scan, face scan, and swipe cards to get into the school. Right here in Austin, in the Westlake school district, the wealthy school district, they are now putting this in, what do they call it, Eanes School District. I believe that's the name of it. I'll be corrected if it's not. My listeners here in Austin, and they're putting fences up around schools all over the country. They frisk the children. They have drug dogs come in, and the children, before the start of the first period, of course, you've seen Goose Creek, North Carolina, the famous case of the dogs grabbing and savaging and ripping open bags off children's backs as they cry. They have drills where they aim machine guns at them and scream and yell and say it's for your own good, traumatizing them. It's just mind control. But the mind control is more on the cops and the teachers and the administrators than it is even on the children. That's what zero tolerance is. Oh, you're valedictorian. It's graduation day. You brought a cake to share with your homeroom because you're a teacher's aide. And the young lady, and there's been a bunch of these cases, is seen by a security guard with a bag. And he says, what's in that? I'm going to search it because you're a prisoner. It's a prison. A minimum security prison for now is about what most schools are at. And he searches and finds the cake in a little box of Dixie forks and knives. You know, you buy those at 7-Eleven or at the Safeway. And they go, it's zero tolerance. We have to enforce this. We don't have any leeway. It makes the teachers and administrators drones. They have no leeway themselves. We are going to suspend you for the semester and revoke your diploma. You've got to go to summer school now, and you'll won't be able to go to college in the summer like you were planning. You've all heard of the famous cases where it's always, you know, top of the class or salutatorian, valedictorian. We've interviewed a bunch of them where they're moving out the last day of school. For some reason, it's always the last day of school, and they've got a new set of silverware their parents have bought them. You know, you buy it in the cardboard box with the open face and the plastic and the And there's dull butter knives, but they have a serrated edge, and so they arrest the young lady. Or a young man is top of his class. He's in the 10th grade, and for art class, they say, paint a picture of your parents. He paints his dad, who's a Marine Corps captain. This happened, 3 years ago? I interviewed him in Iraq, and he is arrested and kicked out of school and has to go to psychological training. The case last week, it was in the Rocky Mountain News, where it openly said he didn't violate a law. His dad's a gun enthusiast. They're allowed to have guns in the home. They took pictures with their rifles. It was posted on MySpace. Nothing threatening, going, here's my rifle in a gun forum area. And so the police came and arrested him, and he's been in jail for 2 months, and he's been convicted. The judge says there's no law, but I'm saying that you're now going to spend a year in jail. And then after that, you'll have psychological testing. Or the case last week where they arrested two people, didn't even charge them for drugs, and were taking them to the dentist to have their gold teeth removed, their gold crowns removed. No judge, no jury, no indictment. Just when we get you in custody, we rip your teeth out. Which is what it is, basically, to take somebody's crowns. So, again, in Austin, Texas, they go in hotels, they see someone drink 3 drinks in an hour, they're arrested. It's just total police state, wild and crazy, just out there feeding on us, and now you got to defecate in a bucket. And that's in the article. You know, that, imagine children squatting in the class, defecating. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
School administrators, under these martial law handbooks that they have, aren't thinking. They're just following orders. And that's what a high-tech, brainwashed police state is about. That's why for over 15 years they've had death education in hundreds and hundreds of school districts we've read about. I don't know the actual numbers, but I've seen hundreds of reports where they have the elementary students in fifth grade and fourth grade get in coffins, they seal the coffins, they talk about death, claiming that that keeps them from committing suicide. Since they implemented this Jim Jones brainwashing, suicide, of course, has exploded, because you start teaching kids about suicide, they've never even thought about it, folks. It's like, quote, sex education. Heather has two mommies, you know, Daddy and Steve or whatever. Then that introduces it to the children, and all the statistics show actually increases promiscuity and then leading alternative lifestyles. I mean, these children should be thinking about innocent things. They should be learning about firemen and police and blue whales and mathematics and Bunsen burners and the galaxies and the Hubble Space Telescope. They should be learning and having their minds challenged. They should be learning about the founding fathers and world history. But no, it's they learn how to be frisk, and they learn how to thumb scan to get their school lunches and thumb scan to get library books. They learn how to be searched. They learn how to have cameras in the bathrooms. Every week I see articles where they have cameras in the stalls. Hooked into the police department, and then it turns out that the police are caught downloading it in foreign states and putting it on the web. That's Associated Press. It just craziness. Just basic, total nuttiness. But it's not nutty. It's nutty to normal people. But when you look at the reasons for it, if the government can have schools implement kids in coffins and kids being frisked and kids having police screaming, aiming guns at them and, quote, safety drills, being traumatized, I mean, that's terrorism. If an average person went and grabbed a kid and aimed guns at him and screamed at him, I mean, you'd go to prison for 10 years and you should. But the cops are told to do it because this is the federally funded training manual, and the cops go and do it, again, conditioning you. Because if you can make kids go to the bathroom in buckets, and, oh, and by the way, they told the children because something dangerous is happening outside, and the children got scared. See, it's traumatizing them. And, of course, it's an elementary school. Englewood Elementary. You see, they do it when they're really young. And now they have full-time Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine recruiters in many of the schools, literally, quote, developing relationships with children over multiple years to get them recruited in. They now have police in the schools. This is in my film, The Takeover. All over the country, BATF will fund 1 to 2 deputies per middle school, 7th to 8th grade, where they have semester classes, 7th and 8th grade, a full year, or a full 9 months, but a full school year, total in 2 years, of having the BATF curriculum taught to them, and we got a copy of it. It's in my film. This was in the local paper. In that case, where was that, where we first broke it? It was Kentucky. And they ask them, what the children write daily essays. What's in your parents' medicine cabinet? What type of guns do they own? They teach them how to be snitches. They give them little tattletale cards. We show it happening in Austin. Again, total Soviet society. And adults are watching the ball games and going to church or going fishing, and the kids come home, and then the mom gets home at 6, dad gets home at 6:30. The kids are in there playing violent video games or watching MTV. They've been brainwashed all day. The parents are watching the baseball or football game on television. They might eat dinner around the coffee table in the living room. And then dad says he's going to play poker. Mom's going to go get on the treadmill. And the kids go out back and smoke pot. And the next month it'll be cocaine. I mean, that's America. The parents have no idea that stuff that makes Soviet brainwashing camps look tame. Because in a Soviet brainwashing camp, you know you're in a camp. You know you're being brainwashed. You know you're being traumatized. But America itself has been turned into a giant camp. And the parents have no idea even what's going on. I mean, the things I'm listing here are all going on in Austin, Texas. I don't have to go outside even where I live to witness it happening. Fake nuclear spills shutting down the highway. Fake bio attacks downtown. Police checkpoints. Cops going in even hotel bars with people registered there who drink 3 glasses of wine and they arrest them. That's America. Just the extreme craziness to set the precedent. So if you'll accept that, you'll accept anything. Why do you think Bush has Alberto Gonzalez come out in memos and say they can torture children? And then John Yoo, one of their other counsels at the White House, comes out and says we can even sexually torture them in front of their parents. I mean, why would they go so far in public? Because if they can get you to accept that, man, there's no more bottom left. I mean, we've fallen into hell. They're following psychological warfare manuals to just condition the public to accept wilder and wilder and crazier things. Now, remember the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. I'm going to shift gears back into the other news now. And they ordered 14 million. It was almost 14 million. 13 plus million. First responders, nurses, doctors, state employees, federal employees, firemen, police, FBI, everybody. 13 plus million. Just shy of 14. I was looking up that statistic again the other day, and I was wrong saying 14. It's 13 plus million. And 99 plus percent, according to the LA Times, refused to take it. What do they know? We don't know. Well, it's just their gut level instinct. Plus, all these doctors went public and said this smallpox inoculation doesn't protect you against weaponized smallpox, and it will spread actual smallpox in the population, guaranteed. And then a bunch of people took it. Of the thousands that did, a lot of them had heart attacks and died. Remember, and Tommy Thompson went from saying he must take it to saying, I never said take it. Remember that? They're constantly readjusting the propaganda, lying, changing stories day to day as if you're a bunch of idiots. Then we're told we're going to be hit by smallpox. We're going to have martial law for your own good. Then we're told it's going to be SARS. Then we're told it's going to be bird flu. And in every case, the government-allied pharmacological companies openly make billions of dollars off selling you the cure that they hype for the disease that never arrives. But someday I believe it will arrive, whatever its name is going to be. Whether it's airborne Ebola or whether it's airborne human-to-human transmission, person-to-person transmission, bird flu. Who knows what it's going to be? But it'll be the same MO. They'll openly have some Rumsfeld-controlled company. It's always that. Cipro, and then you got Gilead with the Tamiflu, and then it turns out that makes you sick and killed a bunch of people. Doesn't matter. And it's just all drills. It's all preparations. It's all just the fear, the fear, the fear, the fear, the fear. And, oh, we screwed up in Katrina, so now we've got to really set up federalization of all the local cities and counties, emergency centers, so when this does happen, we can deal with it. And now we've got the Washington Post, U.S. plan for flu pandemic revealed, multi-agency proposal awaits Bush approval. We already have everything under Homeland Security, and then that's under John Negroponte, the death squad commander and leader. Call him the death squad czar, really is the proper term. And President Bush is expected to approve soon a national pandemic influenza response plan that identifies more than 300 specific tasks for federal agencies, including determining which frontline workers should be the first vaccinated and expanding internet capacity to handle what would probably be a flood of people working from their home computers. And it just goes on. And that'll be internet, too, and all the rest of it. And then you read, it says, oh, the first thing we'll do is print our money overseas, as if Europe, that's where they're saying they'll print it, won't be hit by bird flu if it pops up here. Makes no sense. It's already there. And then you read into it, there's all these plans about how to house the people. And, oh, we've got to build emergency centers to house all the people. And the 240-page plan I tried to scan over, it's pretty scary. Then we read other articles here, America's Secret Police State, America's Secret Police, Newsweek. Intelligence experts warn that a proposal to merge two Pentagon intelligence units could create an ominous new agency. And then you read it, and it's as if I wrote this article. It's all about mass arrest and spying on the American people, and it comes out that AT&T, you know, has NSA offices in all their major hubs, and everything goes through it. Well, that was news in 1996. So, I mean, just look at how bad it is, but the border's wide open. And it says a threatened turf grab by controversial Pentagon intelligence unit is causing concern among both privacy experts and some of the Defense Department's own personnel. An information panel of senior Pentagon officials has been holding a series of unannounced private meetings during the past several weeks about how to proceed with a possible merger between the counterintelligence field activity. That's the one that goes out and spies on mothers giving peanut butter jelly sandwiches out at peace rallies. A post-9/11 Pentagon creation that has been accused of domestic spying. Accused? It's admitted. And the Defense Security Service, DSS, a well-established older agency responsible for inspecting the security arrangements of defense contractors. DSS also maintains millions of confidential files containing the results of background investigations on defense contractors' employees. So they got the database. The merger was initially suggested by the government commission. Then you read deeper into it. It says the first erupted late 2005 when document service indicating that the CIFA, whose mission, according to its own officials, is supposed to be limited to analysis of counterintelligence data produced by other agencies, was discovered to have put together a database that included reports on anti-administration demonstrators, including peace activists, protesting alleged war profiteering by Halliburton. And it goes on. It just goes on and on. And it just says that it's a huge army of thousands and thousands of troops spying on the American people. Folks, 10 years ago, I'd go to mainstream land rights events, and there'd be open U.S. Army and outfits videotaping us, okay? Of course it's a felony. Of course it's totally illegal. Now Bush is trying to change the law to legalize all this. And again, he says, we can torture, we're above the law. We can enforce the Patriot Act even if you don't reauthorize. We can spy on you without warrants. We can leak Valerie Plame's name. We can do whatever we want. And I heard one of my old neocon buddies who's totally fallen into neocondom, into the imperial neocon system. I was arguing with him the other day at the TV station. He goes, yeah, Bush can. He is above the law, Alex. They're on talk radio saying that's normal. See, they have to legitimize the dictatorship. The Houston Chronicle has to come out and legitimize these camps they're building with Halliburton, who runs the camps at Camp X-Ray and Gitmo and Cuba, and runs the big camps over in Eastern Europe, and runs the camps in the Middle East, has been caught white slave kidnapping. Houston Chronicle's reported on that. It's been in the Chicago Tribune. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I can't believe it. It's so over the top. The good news is more and more generals, more and more people in the military, more and more people in Hollywood, more and more people in Congress, more and more people at universities, more and more prestigious individuals are saying this is a joke. The former founder of, the former commander of Delta Force went public and said the whole war on terror is fake. There's no real threat. It's staged. The Iraq war is staged. Our government's stirring things up in Iraq on purpose. MI6 officers are going public. Now, what is it, 8 generals in the last couple months, 5 of them in the last week going public saying they should resign. It's a disaster, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be more and more and more. So don't think that even the NSA people listening to this show right now aren't on our side. Believe me, they hear all the intel. They know what's going on. Most of them love America. So as this evil just gets pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, the good news is their own minions are waking up in droves. So we've always said it's got to get really bad before it gets better. And the truth is out. I mean, it's declassified dozens and dozens of examples of where our government admits they carried out terror attacks, and we're educating people about that. You could debate 9/11 all day. It's not debatable if you know the facts that it was an inside job, but let's go look at where it's where they're not denying it. You see? And barring Bush carrying out or his controllers carrying out some big attack, they're in deep trouble. The problem is they've told the CFR, they've told major publications, they've told a bunch of other prestigious groups that they are going to attack Iran in the next 6 to 8 months. Special forces are there right now, gearing up for all of this. And so I can now say high 90s. Unless some higher level elite group puts the brakes on these neocons, who I think they're going to hang out to dry later after they let them grab a bunch of living space, a bunch of new territories, the quote rogue nations in the quote Pentagon's new map that they call the Gap. Barring them slowing down, backing off, 95% chance we're going to see huge terror attacks in America and England. And you know I haven't said this. You've been asking me for 4.5 years, when's the next attack? And I've just really been thinking about it, doing a lot of focusing on this, a lot of research, a lot of intellect searching, a lot of studying. And I really do think that we're going to see, unless they back off, unless they put the brakes on, 95% chance in Western Europe or the U.S. a mega attack. Or it could even be a nuke going off in Iraq and claiming Iran did it. I don't know. But one of those three regions, they'll probably hit Dallas, Chicago, L.A., San Francisco. They could even hit New York again. I'm just laying it out for you here. Now, why do I think it's a 95% chance? I don't think they're going to back off. Because they can't stop. It's a Ponzi scheme. And a Ponzi scheme is where, you know, the average scam is you bring in, quote, investors, and you pay the first few hundred or first few thousand huge 20, 30% gains in a year. Others hear about it and go invest even more, but you're using the new investments to pay off the original people to keep it rolling, and then when it builds up to a certain point, you don't pay off the rest of people and you run off with $1 billion. Well, it's the same thing with this criminal New World Order system. It's gotten so big, there's so many scams, so many criminal operations, so many war profiteering examples, so many trillions missing from the Pentagon, so much corruption, so much evil, so much lying, so much forged intelligence, so many people going public that I always said it'd be a catch-22. If we expose them, they'll carry out a terror attack. And if we don't expose them, they'll carry out a terror attack to keep expanding what they're doing. But in the catch-22, it's better to go ahead and expose them, go ahead and let them carry out the next wave, so when they really try to move against us, I don't think it's going to be a hot war coup in America. I just think that it's going to be the jellyfish syndrome, where it's just they won't have the morale or the focus to carry it out. And I think the globalists even know that, but I think they'll still have enough control to loot the pension funds and run a bunch of scams, and it'll just be continual corruption. And I'll probably still even be on the air calling them terrorists after the next attack, and they just don't care. They just keep moving forward. It's kind of like they got a bulldozer. They know they can run through a building with it. They know it's going to ruin the bulldozer and make a tread come off of it, but they just don't care. They're still going to run over the country. So to all the surly neocon lovers who are in love with George Bush and all this, just enjoy what you've done to America. Dollar plunging again, gold going up, oil prices exploding, all this corruption. When we get back, fifth retired general calls for Rumsfeld's resignation last week. Retired colonel claims U.S. military operations are already underway. And starting next hour, we'll go to Pam, Todd, Jim, Ryan, Steve, Tyrone, many others. Stay with us. We'll get to you. But I got a lot of other news I need to hit before we do that. We'll be right back. The websites are Infowars.com, Infowars.net, JonesReport.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I mentioned this, but here it is in more detail out of the Herald Tribune. Fifth retired general calls for Rumsfeld's resignation. Washington, the widening circle of retired generals who have stepped forward to call for U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's resignation is shaping up as an unusual outcry that could pose a significant challenge to Rumsfeld's leadership, current and former generals said Thursday. Folks, you get rid of Rumsfeld, one of his neocon deputies will step in to fill his shoes. It's like a great white shark. It's got row upon row of teeth. You don't try to rip it the teeth out one by one. You have to get rid of the great white shark itself, and that's the New World Order. Major General Charles H. Swanick, I believe I'm pronouncing that right, I'm going to try to get him on, who led troops on the ground in Iraq as recently as 04 as the commander of the Army's 82nd Airborne Division, on Thursday became the fifth retired senior general in recent days to call publicly for Rumsfeld's ouster. Later in the day, another retired general, Major General John Riggs, joined in the fray. And, of course, they never mentioned Janice Karpinski, who we first interviewed here, talking about how, you know, she wasn't even allowed into the different torture camps, and they tried to blame her. She's called for his resignation. See, they don't count a bunch of other people. And if you notice what's happening here, they're just saying, oh, we need to continue to fight the global war on terror. It's just that he's not the right leader, the right leadership. And it's very frustrating to you know, to see them just blaming Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld is the instrument. Rumsfeld, Bush has done a great job because he has. The real aim of Iraq wasn't to go in there and 3 months later leave or leave a year later. The Pentagon's own battle plan, P-2OG, and the Israeli plan, and this is mainstream news if you want to go look it up, is to break the country into three or four regions and have endless civil war there against the sectarian groups, to make sure the country never emerges as a first world nation as it was doing in 1990. It's now been under four separate occupational governments just in the last 3 years. Well, there's been about eight different people that have led the military occupation there. And we're looking at, what, 1990 to now 2006. We're looking at about 15 years of genocide and occupation. It's horrible. But the good news is people are not going along with it. People are waking up to what's really going on. But understand, when Bush says Rumsfeld's done a superb job, he has. The job is to break that country down and build 14 permanent mega bases and over 100 other smaller bases and to control that region and to make sure the oil doesn't flow in large amounts, hence jacking up the price of all the other oil, which we'll cover after we take some calls in the next hour. We'll come back, take calls, and then get back into what's happening with the oil prices and how that ties into all of this and what's happening with the dollar and a lot more. Before I end this segment and end this hour, I do want to encourage you to go to InfoWars.com and to peruse the safe, secure online video and bookstore and to look at the great films we offer like Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, Loose Change Second Edition, George Humphrey's great 9/11 film, 9/11 The Great Illusion, Your Choice, Fear or Love, The Illuminati's Endgame. You need to get books like Codex Magica, books like 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA. It's all available. So many new items, Joan Bion's books, you name it. Infowars.com to order off the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see it all online right now. By the way, PrisonPlanet.tv is a great activist tool. Be sure and use it. All right, we'll be back with the third hour.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.